I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. I wonder how many books and articles have been written on how to be beautiful, how to stay young, how to look good. It's a topic most of us care about. Well, this week I want to give you some beauty tips, and this is for men as well as women. These are guaranteed to improve how you look to others. First, let's talk about beauty tips for your lips. For years, I have prayed David's prayer in Psalm 141:3, "Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips." I just visualize two guards, one on each side of my mouth, keeping watch over what comes out. If you want to really improve how you look to others, start guarding the words that come out of your lips. I find that I must be intentional about this. I must be aware of what I say, and I must consciously remember to speak words of encouragement and kindness. Here's some guidelines I try to remember. If you think something complimentary or encouraging about someone, speak what you're thinking. Whether it's a stranger or the person dearest to you, be sure to speak the kind words you think. Recently, I was eating in a busy fast food place, and I noticed one woman who was outstanding in her attitude and service to the customers. I just made it a point to tell her how impressed I was with her. Well, why not? She deserved those words of encouragement. But don't forget those closest to you, like your children or your mate or your coworkers. They need to hear kind words too. Don't speak words that don't have to be spoken. Proverbs 17:27 tells us that the one who has knowledge uses words with restraint. In other words, if you're smart, you won't talk too much. I often remind myself that I don't have to say everything I'm thinking. And then speak words of praise to God out loud anytime you can. Let your ears hear words of praise coming from your lips. In Psalm 119, the psalmist says, "May my lips overflow with praise." When your lips overflow with praise, they are beautiful lips, and this is one way to encourage yourself. Speak words of praise, even if your heart is heavy. It will make a difference. So my first beauty tip this week is to make your lips beautiful by speaking words of life. Words are the fruit of your lips, so let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. You'll find copies of my devotionals at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.